I'm putting this on the record. That is classic poodle. I'm not going to say what we were talking about, but it's late at night. We've done already a Patreon
classic
already.
Poodle.
Classic poodle. And poodle brought up a conversation, and then in the middle of a conversation, when he gets not annoyed by me, but he'll get annoyed by the
I'm annoyed
subject,
by you.
And then he'll say, I don't want to talk about this anymore. We can't talk about this
no,
now.
No, I said we have too much to do.
And you brought it up.
No. I don't think I did.
I think you did.
No.
You're crazier than Paul.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love. Crazier than Paul. Y'all, this is Patreon episode. This is before the 90 days.
It's 4 a.m.
season 1, episode 8.
9.
Is it 9?
I don't know.
I know. I put 8. I think it's, this is red
no,
flags.
No, number not, 9 is red flags.
Oh.
I think I'm right.
Sure.
You know, I am right.
The episode is called Red Flags.
Yeah.
So
season 1 before the 90 days, episode 9. Red Flags. Just like this one trying to have a conversation with you at 11:30 at night. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That she brings up.
Or this one not wanting to take their CBD oil cuz they said, "I just don't like to be what did you say in an altered state?"
I don't like to feel altered.
When literally when they take blood from you, the nurse gets a contact high from the smell of vodka.
Oh, speaking of.
Speaking of. All right. Y'all welcome. My name's Matt, a.k.a. Maddie.
And I'm John Smith.
John Smith. Dick Liquor at Large.
I'm Jake. Poodle.
A.k.a. Poodle.
Here.
Normally, we have a lot of our own shit to talk about, but y'all, too much
we
happened
need to just
this
get
episode.
In. We need to get in. I want to start with the easy ones. I want to start with Corny.
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 Corny. Antonio.
Y'all, do you remember that girl in your class who would just play with her scrunchie between her fingers?
Yes.
That's corny.
That is corny. And scrunchies are coming back.
I heard that on NPR.
Oh, I read it on NPR.
Y'all, if you're white people like us, that's your trusted news source.
It's true. I enjoy the NPR.
I was listening to NPR about the Tulsa massacre today.
A lot of people didn't think that was real.
I never heard about it.
I'm glad they did a piece about it.
Yeah, I'd never heard about it.
I never learned about it in history. Heard about it heard about it from my black boyfriend.
300 people.
Like a year ago. 300 people.
You never, in Oklahoma history?
Never studied it.
Isn't that amazing?
Never. They also told us that the Civil War was not about slavery at all.
I was told that too.
It's about states' rights. Is that the bullshit they
said? Yes, and I was told it was about economics.
Y'all, and this is fact, it was about
slavery. It was about slavery.
So, you know. Because you want to come for us, that's fine, but we're not
historic. Was economics.
Yeah, it was economics. Yeah, there you go.
Because they bought and sold people.
Yeah. It's like if everybody quits at Walmart that's making minimum wage, Walmart can't run. That was the South.
That's true.
One big Walmart.
Let's talk about Courtney.
Courtney.
Y'all, I called it. Courtney is still punishing this hot motherfucker for taking her to a pageant.
Here's the thing. She's used to a certain way how guys behave around her.
It's this way of, oh God, she's shaking it off.
I'm just burping. We had hot chicken sandwiches tonight.
We had hot chicken sandwiches.
They were delicious.
And one of our listeners from Germany sent all this German chocolate. And
Courtney Sage, thank you for that.
Speaking of Courtney. And Poodle's been eating it like you
would. It's Ritter chocolate, y'all.
Like he would give Antonio a rim job. Just.
I would.
I would too.
And you know what? He'd probably enjoy it.
He'd probably be so smooth. He doesn't have any. I bet it's just like.
It's just like a beach.
I don't know what that means.
Just smooth.
That makes this beach is sandy. That makes no sense.
No, the beach is smooth.
Y'all, that's Jake's safe space is a beach.
Beach, exactly.
Do you like the beach?
I love the beach.
Oh, really?
Although I don't like to go there a lot because I get burned. But it does you make do me get... feel very calm when
oh,
I'm
really?
Near the beach. Yes.
So, y'all, basically, he doesn't trust her, or she doesn't trust him at all.
They're eating at a restaurant. They seem to be eating a lot of restaurants. And they ask, she's like, what do you want? Do you want sweet or red? She's like, I'm white.
She literally put so many vowels in the word white.
I'm white.
That I'm like, can you not speak like a normal person?
Because that bitch only likes white wine.
She only likes.
Yeah.
She's probably hoping it's from a box. She wants like, what is it? It's not Boone's Strawberry Hill. It was like white grape or something like that.
Franzia. She loves some good Franzia
she
Chardonnay.
Does. She does.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she likes bareback wine.
Y'all otherwise known as barefoot wine.
He used to be a sponsor
we've
of
tried.
Poodle and I.
That was a sponsor of TBT Time for a while. Only in our mind, though.
Only in our mind. Not a real sponsor.
But it tasted really bad. I think it was because we went off on it so much that they never sponsored us.
Or
they never saw our videos.
Or only three people watched our YouTube videos. Or that.
That's true.
Y'all, we used to do video, but we stopped. So, and now we're doing it again on
and
the
now
Patreon.
Now we're doing it on Patreon.
Anyway, she fucking ambushed him.
Well, the whole thing is an ambush.
It's gross.
And gross. She's basically saying, here's the thing, which she's my favorite thing, which she's like, you know, he's very handsome and he has a really nice body, but he really didn't make a good first impression. And the thing is, she's got a checklist from Glamour magazine.
Yep, Cosmopolitan
that she has
Glamour.
Decided, and she's looking
that,
around.
She took that quiz.
She's like, is he very handsome? Does he have a nice body? What's his car like? She's like, yep. Oh, no car. He's European. And then it's like,
does he trim his body hair?
Does he make a good first impression? She's like, no. And she has to mark the no box. So just the fact that she has one strike against him, she's like, does he also look at girls around? Well, he's Spanish, so yes.
So yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even know. So my going, when she
she's
first.
She's so fucking basic, y'all. I hate her.
I hate her too. When she says, you know what? I don't hate her. I am disappointed in her because I feel like she gives American women a bad name.
Yeah.
Not that anybody coming over to another country has to represent all women, but he'll never fuck American pussy again.
Nope.
Because he's going to be like, those bitches are crazy. Like when she shows
unless
him,
she's a woohoo girl.
Now, granted, the picture with him in handcuffs.
Hot. It looks porny.
It does look porny, but at the same time, he is a model. It's not like it's so. It's not like he's telling her he's a banker, and then she sees a porn video. And she's like, "You're a porn." He's like, "No."
Did you do porn? Did you? And he's like, "Why would I ever do porn?"
And then when she said, "You didn't tell me this. This was on the internet,
and everyone in the world saw it,
and my friends had to show this to me."
I'm pretty sure my mother never saw. This picture of Antonio. I'm almost certain my mother never saw it.
I'm pretty sure she didn't. I'm pretty sure we didn't at the time because Jake would have texted it to me and said, hummina, 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 hummina.
And I know my gay porn, y'all.
Y'all, I mean.
I've watermarked that shit.
I mean, he sees people in the street all the time. Antonio is sad, and I love that he says, you're going to, I love that he did say to her, if you ask me stupid questions, I'm not going to answer them.
And he also did say, if you don't trust me, you can go.
And to which Courtney said, I just don't want to feel stupid. And
we went too late.
Too late.
I really believe this. I think she was a lot flirtier online.
Oh, 100%.
And he's like, oh, look at this girl.
He's being catfish.
We can, yeah, he, I think, because I don't think he would have been interested.
Nope.
Online, if they would, she would have been cold to him like she is now.
Again, she read the fucking Cosmo quiz on how to text your online boyfriend.
How to text your online Spanish boyfriend. You got to make him interested for you. Then you reel him in.
You're sexually,
like a catfish.
Yes, you're sexually confident. Mm-hmm. You don't apologize. You like everything.
And then when you get him there, don't let him kiss you.
You are right. You
don't let him kiss you on the neck.
Right.
She was so...
She's read one of those rules books. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she read the fucking rules.
She did.
Oh.
Instead of just being in the moment. Now,
it's
look.
So awful.
I'm actually, because I know a lot of our listeners are women, so I know I don't want a bunch of people coming for us and saying, you're just taking up for Antonio because he's hot.
No.
I've really been trying to see like her side of things as I watch this, and each time I just come up short.
Well, I really... the fundamental building block of this is... I feel like she was not honest with who she was online.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like
she doesn't trust him because she knows
exactly.
That she knows that he shouldn't trust her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know why? Because as this whore has said to me, and I hate it when she does, but he'll point to his face and say, This is a mirror.
Whatever you say reflects right back at you.
Oh, God. Mm.
So
his dime store drunk psychology.
So we see the waitress, and she's like, she's got eagle eyes. She's like, what were you looking at her for? He's like, I was looking at her because I think I know her. That's a great line, Antonio.
Great line.
I've used that one.
When you've been to like Merrick's in West Hollywood, that's a Mexican food restaurant, y'all, that Poodle has been to.
Merrick's.
Freak.
Not Merrick's, Merrick's.
Whatever.
He's been there frequently.
He's right by one of the theaters he used to work at and the mm-hmm. bookstore. And
they're like, why are you staring at the waiter? Oh, I think I know him.
I think I know
Translation,
him.
Translation, I woke up with him last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. More likely, I kind of vaguely remember him like standing over me, pummeling me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we kind of act like we know each other, but not really.
And since he's a waiter, you got to eat chips and salsa that he brought home afterwards.
Oh, that's the best.
That is the best when mm-hmm. somebody gives you free food after fucking.
So anyway.
Free food, fucking got a fucking free food.
So yeah, I would say when they you know, when I see him out of the corner of my eye, they're like, do you know him? I'm like, oh, that's just Marco.
Just Marco. But
we met at brunch last week.
We're in a knitting group. He threaded my needle. And he knitted and I gave him a pearl necklace.
Knit pearl too.
Pearl too. Y'all, but then she also says, or when he gets a text, the thing is she's taking everything that he says or does and using it against him.
Y'all,
when his sister texts, and then she starts going into...
So it's your sister? No, you're
did
dating
you tell
me.
Tell your family? Because I told everyone...
Am I your girlfriend?
About you? Did you tell anyone?
I want some to come at us if you're a Courtney defender.
Yeah.
Because maybe
let us know.
We're...
Maybe we're not getting it. Or maybe we have an IQ over 100.
I mean, he's kind of a player, but you think she could have known this. Did she just kind of write all of this story in her brain before she went there?
I think so, because
yeah,
from the way he's talked, I don't think he misrepresented himself.
I just think she was trying to
catfish
him.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like he was probably... But she probably took everything he said and just idealized it.
Yeah. My favorite part was
she gives feminist a bad name.
When she said, sorry, forgive?
kiss. Apparently.
Then he kind of counts to 10, which is some weird, bizarre, sexual Sesame Street thing.
Which is crazy because.
One, two, three, four.
Three kisses.
Four finger pussies.
Seven, stick it in.
Because that's what I was going to say. Because if he, how far has a guy had to count before he's inside you for you?
He doesn't have to count ever.
He's like, so I'm going to count. Whoop! Oh, you just sat on me.
It's kind of like when they say, so what do you think we should... And by then, I'm already grabbing their hand and taking them to the bedroom.
Exactly.
They don't have time to ask why. There's no. It's like that Bud commercial. Why ask why?
Why ask? That's why.
There's no time.
There's no
y'all.
Time.
I fuck like it's in a nuclear. Like we're in a nuclear winter. You need to do it because you don't know when you're gonna like die. That's real talk. That's the new world order right
there. That is the new world order. I hope somebody just got, we don't have a name for it, but somebody just got pammed or what are we calling it? Someone just.
Sissy shamed,
driving in a drive-thru and you realize you
that
just got embarrassed.
That old lady next to you because your windows are open. That old lady's like, oh, holy shit, I need to pray for her.
Or maybe her ear machine isn't, hearing aid is in, so she just says, well, that's pretty music. Is that gospel? And you just look at her and you, yes, and you say, "Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, ma'am. Thank you so much."
Yes, it.
I don't think I have anything else. I did have near the end. She basically tells him the waitress's ass he's been staring at. Why don't you go ask your boo for
your
the
boo.
Check? He's like. Quiero boo.
Quiero. Como se dice boo?
Como se dice boo?
Dice
boo.
I think that is basically for her. Yeah, that's it.
Should we move on to Sean?
Sean or Darcy?
Shawnee.
Because you said, okay, Shawnee. We only
have, then Darcy, then Paul.
Do we only have
yeah.
three? No,
four.
Four. All right. Sean and Abby.
Ugh.
The loneliest of hearts.
So they're meeting Chris. Sean wants to propose to Abby before he leaves, which is a strange thing because you're just going to propose and then you leave.
Real talk. I'm just going to jump to it. Do you think Abby and Chris are fucking?
Currently in... Right, and
because this is a question I think we all want to know, what Sean wants to know. Yes.
Not so. Right now. I believe Abby has kind of segmented in her mind what she can do with him. I think the last time they fucked was probably right before she met Sean. But since then, there's been some heavy petting and kissing that she has kind of made okay for herself because she's in her soul committed to Sean.
I agree with all of that except for I think they probably maybe fucked a couple of times and maybe the beginning of a relationship with Sean.
Possibly.
But other than that, I think you're spot on. I don't think they fucked in a while.
Yeah.
But y'all, this is a perfect example that they're still cheating with their minds and their hearts.
Yeah.
Big
and
time.
I think this is the craziest thing.
Which is saying a lot this episode.
I think that Chris probably supports her financially.
I agree. 110% because, you know, Poodle was saying, oh, her clothes are nice. She always looks so nice because Sean always looks like shit, y'all.
Because he has no money.
Not that there's anything wrong with Old Navy, because y'all know we shop there.
I love it.
But you can tell he has a lot
magic.
Of...
Magic!
It's magic!
Boy, that brings back... That woman is dead.
Oh, she is?
I just assume she is.
Anyway, it's
those commercials used to be gay, y'all.
They are.
Remember how gay Old Navy commercials used to be?
Now the guy from Passions or Days is the model. The hot, like, African-American guy on Days.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He is. Anyway, I think he buys her shit.
I agree. I think he's probably been financing her for a while.
I think so, too.
And because that's how he gets women kind of under his thumb.
It really is so, it just feels so molesty. And honestly, like, in, like, child well,
we,
porny, like with
we
him
talked
being
about
there.
It. We talked about it on the last one. That,
but it's seeing him with her, and then seeing even the way. Then he goes in this dinner. Sean is like he is. He's not even mad. He says, as we say, what was her name? What Courtney Cottle? Blivid. He is blivid.
He's not having it.
And y'all, we've talked about what blivid is on past episodes.
It's a combination of
livid and I don't know, but
blind rage or something.
Courtney was always angry when she said it, so we couldn't correct her. But he is blivid, and then Chris does this whole, it was like the fucking, what is it? I'm just a
I'm just a normal caveman. Your modern ways scare me. I'm frightened by your, quote, loud noises.
Yes.
I don't understand your, quote, fingers, relationships.
Exactly. Chris is that guy who takes no responsibility. And when he is the cause, well, Abby is too. But
I want to go back to when they are in the car with Chris and Abby, and he's saying things like, you're so cute. I'll be on my best behavior.
Gross.
And then, which is all sex predator stuff, y'all.
That's what it's sex predator stuff.
So then he takes her hands and says, oh, classic scabies. I get it every year. You know, every time I go to a Dominican Republic slum to a brothel, I get it. Now, I will say one thing, not to shame. Scabies is not necessarily an STD. You can get it from sexual contact, but you can also get it from just physical contact with anyone who you can get it with from a mattress. But usually it comes from things. Scabies is when people don't necessarily have great hygiene.
Wow.
That's where you can get it more than anything else.
Thank you for that.
That's an STD.
The more you know, the more you have.
But I will say, most likely you have gotten because
she got it from fucking.
She got it from fucking him.
Yeah,
or he got it
at least touching
from
enough.
Fucking, and she got really close to him and probably close to his private part.
Because she's like in that car. Agreed. On that cab ride there, she's holding his fucking hand, ew, y'all. And it's like she wants to.
Yep.
But also what really bothered me is the way they both were laughing, Sean was a joke. Sean is a joke to both of them.
And I feel like
I don't think she really cares for him at all. I don't think she
I
does.
I think she has, this is
tricky.
I think
he's a totem.
I think she has separated her heart from her financial situation. And she has convinced herself that she loves Sean, and that's the love from her heart.
Mm-hmm.
But she wants to have her cake and eat it too, because she wants to still be financed by Chris. So she's decided she can have both.
Well, you can't.
I agree.
You can't, girl.
But I think being in her situation, you know, she has almost no. I thought I was low the whole time.
It was the same. It's just you're a little more tired this episode, so I got to bump
you
up.
Thank you, piece of shit.
Now she'll perform. Ooh.
Anyway.
It's like when Jake's with that guy and he says, you don't have to ride me anymore. I know you're tired. And then Jake fucks his dick off. It's like, whoa!
I don't know what that was.
What is that?
Anyway.
Jesus.
I don't know what any of that is.
Gangway!
I don't know any, I wish what we any saw of that is.
Slide horn thing.
Oh, where's my slide? It was a whoop, whoop.
Oh, I get up and get the tambourine, but it's too late,
anyway,
y'all.
So Chris is, so they do get to the table.
They do.
And Chris is sitting there like a fucking jackass eating sawbriars.
Woo.
That is my father's expression.
That is
Think
country.
About it when a jackass is eating briars, like a donkey's eating briars, just like, and they're smiling a lot. Don't mean to chew for the people who have.
Sorry, chewing stop.
I love it. I have to apologize.
You
for
do have
chewing.
To apologize. He is pissed, which is sad because the best thing that you can do when you're upset is to try to check your emotions.
Yep.
And Sean can't do
He's
that at
livid.
All. He's shaking. He's literally shaking.
Oh, yeah. My favorite quote comes from them saying, so how do you like it here? It's like, well, it's, you know, it's different. And then Chris says, and the worst small talk possible, well, every place is different from every place else. Then there's
Sean
silence.
Sean says that, actually.
Oh,
you
maybe
said
that's
Chris,
it.
But Sean said that.
Then
yeah.
There's silence for like 11 seconds.
11
and
seconds.
And it's soul-crushing. And Abby's just sitting there, not saying a word, enjoying her gladiator performance,
which,
as I must say.
Here's Abby, who's making this introduction, but then Abby, if this isn't a metaphor for how she completely shuts down with the two white men.
Yes.
I mean, that is such...
She doesn't say a word.
She doesn't say a word.
Yeah.
She literally gives them all of her voice. When I wanted to be like, these men are literally fighting over you. If you're fucking one of them, like, come clean now and, like, say it.
I agree. She did not say a word.
You know, fucking Patrick's mom, Lynette, she would have fucking owned... Lynette, was that... What's
Letty.
Her? Letty.
For a minute, I was like, where are we? Who's Patrick?
Letty would have fucking owned this shit.
I agree.
She would have been like, who the fuck?
So Chris says, I don't know, am I...
He's just sipping on that Diet Coke.
That's Sean.
Sean, yeah.
So Chris asks, in his very obvious way, so how did you guys meet again? And Chris is like, we met in a cafe and blah, blah, blah.
Port-au-Prince,
like,
or whatever.
You told me you met online. And so this is all an effort to keep catch him out in a lie. So then she's like, who cares? It was before I met you. Super defensive.
Yeah. And then he said, I want to see what's in your WhatsApp messages.
Which
and when he,
I will say is crossing the line. But don't when, ever ask someone what's in their
but
phone.
But when he said that, the
she
look
turned,
on both of their faces.
She shut down.
They both were like, as you said in your last episode of when you went on a date with the gay man, fuck.
Oh, deaf, the deaf
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, they were like, fuck.
Fuck.
They were scared, mm-hmm. shitless. You could see it.
They were.
And it basically, y'all just kind of just blew up
was,
from there.
It was gross from then. He said,
and it was good
and
TV.
Then, and then Sean says, I think you're poisonous.
Poisonous.
He's and like, well, I don't know. And then, so then, as soon
which
as he
he's
comes,
right. He's
as
right.
As soon as he comes for Chris, as soon as Sean comes for Chris, he's lost all the upper hand he has. Because
yeah.
Abby, that's what Abby did not want to happen. And that's what Chris was pressing for.
Yes.
Because he knows that's going to make Abby shut down for Sean.
So here's the deal, is that what we just saw in this, y'all, Chris knew the game.
Oh, yeah.
And Sean...
He's a manipulator.
Sean had no idea he was even being played.
He was cuckolded. He was literally cuckolded.
I have a question.
I may or may not be able to answer it, but continue.
Because I feel like it's very obvious that Sean is not a Southerner. Because if he was a Southerner, he would have handled this much differently.
Oh, yes.
How would your... If your mother was Sean, how would Mother Poodle... handle this situation if Chris walked in?
Would Mother Poodle be handling this for me, I assume? Mother Poodle would be my representative?
But no, let's say it was actually Mother Poodle.
Okay. No, I'm saying, would she be handling it for me?
No, she is actually Sean. Like,
okay.
She is in a relationship with Abby.
I see. Well, I could kind of see that. My mother would make a great lesbian.
She would. She would, y'all.
So if Mother Poodle was in a relationship with Abby, it's hard for me to imagine my mother being in a relationship with Abby because she hates everyone young. But Mother Poodle would say something like...
Like, what would she say when Chris walked up?
Well, she's like, oh, it's so good to see you. Well, you do like them old, don't you? I guess we all have a type. And then she would start, so, what's your background? Who's your people? To Chris.
People and say that we're from.
And by the end, she would have Chris so kowtowed. First of all, she would have done her research gotten someone to do research on Chris. She would have found out so much about Chris's business holdings, and which I'm sure he's crooked.
Oh.
Like, y'all, he's definitely
he's a horrible, horrible, vile human being.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Like, he's fucking people over.
My mother
could
not have looked it up, but she would have gotten people to find out all the dirt on Chris that they possibly could have, because my mother's smart like that.
It's true.
Then she would have slowly let it drop that, you know what? I heard that your company was being investigated. Are you sure you're worth as much as you think you are? Just slowly. And then she would say something like, honey, I know this might be the right time to Abby. Honey, I know this might not be the wrong time to tell you this, but this motherfucker gets an STD every month, and he gives it right to you.
Oh.
Then she'd start in with the heavies. But by the end, she would finally say, well... all I can do is tell you what I can give you. And then she would leave first, not Chris.
She would.
Because that's the most important thing. You lead the table first. Chris knew that. Chris left the table first.
Yeah.
Because that's when you have the most power. Mother Poodle would have gotten some Abby pussy. I'll tell you that.
Even when
actually makes me sick to my stomach. But I can't believe I just had to imagine my mother having sex with a 20-year-old Haitian girl. But I did.
You know your mom.
Again, not outside the realm of possibility.
Maybe.
But.
She would definitely be on top.
Yeah, she'd top her. Yeah, definitely. My mother's top. Definitely. Please, God, don't let ever listen.
Your mother wouldn't pay $5 for this shit.
That is the truest thing you've ever heard.
She would say.
Doesn't matter. She's like, I'm not God. I'm not paying for my son's Patreon.
To listen to the radio? I can listen to the radio for free. Why would I pay for that?
I can listen to Herman's anytime I want to.
Anytime.
I can listen to... I can listen to Anne Murray. I can listen to The Carpenters. Don't have to pay for that. Smoky Mountain Christmas.
Christmas. You know, to kind of like...
Anyway, that's how my mother would have handled that situation.
I'm glad that I asked that question.
Again, she would have left the table first. That's what happens.
You know, if it was my father would have talked to him, and then when Chris left the table first, he would have had his brother, my Uncle Andy, would have shot him and killed him.
Huh.
We go about it
a
little differently when we're Mars. The deal is, I think Sean is very much... I guess I want to say in the right as far as his obviously superstition, but it's a perfect example
of his gut feeling.
His gut feeling was right, but he went about it all wrong.
Yeah, because he's all emotion first.
It's all emotion first, and it's not even about playing a game. Like, it's even about just he can't even communicate.
Yep.
And it's a problem.
And that's an important thing. You guys, Sean is approaching that situation out of being hurt. Instead of asking questions and trying to actively investigate what's happening.
Exactly. Because
he's coming from a place of pain and kind of fear.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think he's right, but he also
he's totally right.
But he also didn't give them a chance.
Yep.
And so what that is going to do is that's going to shut Abby down. Whereas I think if he was, like you said, more investigative.
Yep.
Might have worked out.
He could have come in with a full dossier on Chris, which I'm sure it's not hard to find.
And yes, y'all, I'm excited to do a Google search about him, actually, because also then, too, he literally, Shaw just breaks down when he was like, so you're staying here after me. She's a sex toy.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to be your sex toy. She's going to be your sex toy, which Abby's right there.
So what is gross to me?
Because he thinks now that Sean thinks he owns Abby a little bit.
Well, I was literally going to say what's gross about both of them is they both act like she's property.
It's that colonial shit,
like,
man.
When he got up off the table and he said, "Good luck, babe."
Yeah,
and I went, "What a fucker!"
It's what a so horrible person. Fucking post-colonial. It's gross.
Like, I don't think I've hated anybody on this show more than Chris.
I mean, we're having to deal with this shit. We're having to deal with it in Nigeria, which is a colony, former colony. We're having to deal with it.
Nigeria, baby!
I'm so glad you're saying Nigeria, not Nairobi anymore.
They're all the same to me. I'm a dumb American.
That atlas I bought you is finally helping.
It did help. Y'all, he made a map for me of where he's going in China.
It's very detailed. I had to do it because I needed control over my environment.
It is so hard for him that he's not going to be driving
or flying. Jesse. I needed control.
It's true.
So shall we move on to Darcy?
One more thing. And then I just want to say, I think what said it all, and Chris or Sean, this is like 2 years ago, but still, I hope you heard this. It's whenever he said it's me or him. And then she says, his name is Chris.
Yeah.
Boy.
You're fucked.
You're fucked. She's choosing him and defending him.
Well, also because he makes her feel special at all times. And that's probably not something she's never gotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Who did you say?
Darcy. Darcy. As Florian would say, Darcy.
You know, this just made me sad. This was just sad. This was a perfect example of
emotional blackmail.
And two people enacting their own dysfunction and hurting one another.
That is so true. Both of them are coming from the place of trying to put their own pasts on top of their present right now.
It was sad.
That was poetic. They're trying to put both of their pasts on top of their present.
It was very...
You're welcome.
Thank you.
As a therapist.
Well, you're a life coach.
Where's my drink?
A drunk one.
I'm not drunk yet.
Oh, God. Anyway, so...
Yet.
Basically... Jesse shows up. Darcy's in a shame spiral.
Well, we need to recap. Darcy went to a hotel.
Oh, she did go to a hotel,
because
y'all.
She came back drunk from the gay bar where she was. And he's like, Darcy, what are you doing? And then she ran into a bush.
She did. And we did a 90-day scene about that. So be sure to listen to that episode for that information of what happened in the bush.
Then... she goes to a nice hotel.
Because Darcy doesn't say it's some cheap shit, y'all.
No. Jesse freaks out and says, this occurrence must not happen. And then says, you know, I think this is over. So then we're brought in with Jesse showing up the next day at Darcy's hotel. And I wrote down, I don't even know what I wrote.
Oh, Jesus. Is this going to be like the one time you looked on your list and wrote poppers? And it was your grocery list?
Oh, it is. Here it is. He's like, Darcy, you were severely intoxicated last night. And how do you feel about that? And she's like, I just was feeling claustrophobic. And
just a lot.
Yeah. And then he just starts infantilizing her. You know, kind
Big
of
time.
Saying, I just don't want this for you. I don't, it's just that I can't do this. You cannot behave this way.
Like, I know better than you.
It does not, it hurts me when you do this. Yeah, and so then she's like, I had to let loose and do my thing. And then she starts crying.
She goes into this... They're both talking to one another and not listening to one another. Because he's going on and on about this alcoholism. But if you listen to Jesse or Darcy, and I heard this more the second time, because obviously we were talking over the first time. Darcy just had this conversation with his mom. She basically is saying she feels claustrophobic. She's actually saying, if you listen, she doesn't trust the relationship anymore. Right. She feels like he's controlling, but she doesn't want to say that. She said that a little bit to him.
Right.
But she said, I feel like there's a lot we need to learn about one another. Literally, she kind of took in what his mom
said. Yes, she did.
And I think that she had that realization. And look, Darcy is a walking person who doesn't want to feel. Just look at her.
Yep.
Her face doesn't want to feel.
Like, so, she literally makes her face not feel anything,
y'all. So literally, his mother gave her the real tea. She probably realized there was fucking truth in that and had to go drink it away.
I also wrote down that he's infantilizing her because he's basically saying, you know, I made sure you were, even though you were very, very drunk, I made sure you were safe.
Very, 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 very drunk.
Yeah, so. I made sure you were safe because that's supposed to be, in other words, like he's her protector. Again, infantilizing her as being a child. And then also putting them at a different place of him in the position of power and her as the one who's being taken care of.
Well, yes. Well, and when you're in that controlling relationship too, the person that is controlling always wants the other person to feel like they owe them.
Yeah.
That they saved them. They're giving them something. They owe them.
And he's like, and the only way to remedy this is you to promise me to never drink again.
Again.
First of all, this is an ask that should never be done.
What would you say if a guy you were dating asked you to never drink?
Well, he would say, I don't think you should ever drink. See ya. Don't forget to write. Bye. Check, please.
I don't even think
he'll take care of it.
I don't even think you pay for the check. I think you would just put your shawl on and walk out.
He would be like, as soon as you say, I don't think you should drink, and then I just like throw things in the way and just like flip the table over and walk away.
And grab a bottle of wine as you walk out and open it with your teeth and just drink the fucker.
Well, also, if her drinking had been a problem more than, I assume, once or twice, maybe.
Which, y'all, we talk.
We don't know.
We know now that
we know
we've
now
watched,
that she does have a problem with alcohol.
We think she does have a problem with alcohol. So, again, look at this. Y'all, let this be a lesson for your own relationship. Her gut feeling was telling her that he's controlling him. His gut feeling was telling her he had a problem with alcohol.
And listen, both of them were right.
Listen to your fucking gut feelings, people.
Also, however, should it have been him to tell her she had a problem with alcohol? A newer person in her life. It should have been
her
family or those closest to her.
But also the way he told her he had alcohol.
It was conditional.
And it was conditional, and it wasn't in a place
if you don't drink anymore,
I love you,
we can be together.
Did he ever say before that, I love you,
and I want what's best for you.
I don't want you to hurt yourself. None of that. It was all, and he admitted, well, he has a past, but I don't want to talk about my past.
Yeah, he admitted. So his parents have both had problems with alcohol.
Exactly.
You know that stepfather's a drunk.
Oh, for sure. And his mom. So therefore, y'all, that's something too. Like if you're with somebody and they say, I don't want to talk about my past, unless they're like Elizabeth Smart. Like,
that bitch came out of it though.
But still, it's that.
She does harp recitals.
Especially if you're in a relationship with somebody. That is the person you should talk about.
Agreed.
Your past, because it informs your present. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fucking talk about that shit, you fuck, girl. You fucked.
Or maybe if you're one of those girls who are like kept underground by that creepy couple, like three or four.
They can keep it in.
Or if you were one of those weird Florida kids of those people who were like shackled to their bed. Florida, California.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell people about that.
Yeah, tell you, babe.
The ones with the weird Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah.
That were like in the Inland Empire. You can keep that to yourself.
Or if you were like Rosie O'Donnell's children when she had that bilateral haircut.
Ooh, that was rough. That flock
of
seagulls.
If you got adopted then, you don't need to talk about that.
You don't need to talk about that.
Mm-mm.
But like, you may want to just share your traumas.
Maybe. Maybe that would be helpful.
So Jesse basically says, I watched people close to me all become addicted to alcohol. Maybe take yourself out of it.
But you know what? Darcy, and this is why I wish Darcy would trust herself more. She even said to him, too, she said, and I heard it the second time, but this isn't about that.
Yep.
And he couldn't hear. He was not listening to her.
Yep.
At all.
I actually saw
him. He bulldozed
her. I actually saw him as the more wounded person in this
episode.
For
sure.
Yeah.
100%. For sure.
And actually, I had a lot more insight on he tries to make himself so together because he's more wounded than she is.
Oh.
Because we talk about how much we hate Jesse, y'all. Jesse's more of a mess. This is strange. Jesse's probably more of a mess than Darcy.
Well, Darcy owns her mess.
That's true, she does.
She really does. And Jesse...
Yo, she looks good on this new season
on the
4
new,
trailer.
I know. I'm happy for her. Y'all...
I only want her to find love. I really do.
I do, too.
I'm rooting for her.
I just want to, like... I just want to see her at a bar and... Bar somewhere in
Maybe
L.A.
Maybe not a bar. And,
well, but I want to drink with her a little
She'll
bit.
She'll be incoherent.
She'd be... Where else are we going to see her?
That's true.
Nordstrom's buying
shoes.
We go
to, what's the martini place? Oh, what is it? Not Tom something. Not Tom Bergen's. That's the steakhouse. What's the martini? Never mind. Who cares?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Riveting.
Right.
But anyway, I just... And then when she just at the end, she's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even say yes.
She agrees to.
But
she says, okay. It broke my heart a little bit.
It was, honestly, it felt like, it wasn't this, so I'm not putting this on Jesse, but it was like watching a battered woman agree to be beaten again. And
I agree with that.
See
that? That's a little far for me.
It's
but
a little
I
dramatic,
can,
but.
I'm sorry, I just opened up my phone
oh God,
to read
whose dick is there?
The Funky Bunch, and it is... It is.
Someone sent that to us on Instagram.
Someone, and it's Anna and Marcel and all of Anna's moles and the three kids.
It's pretty good.
It's Huey, Dewey, and Louie, y'all.
You know,
wow.
Someone made that meme because of you.
I'm not apologizing. You know, to be honest, I don't have a problem with Dewey. I have a problem with Huey and Louie.
Y'all, I got a mole taken off today. Cost me $80.
Listen to that.
They just froze the fucker off.
Uh-oh. I think Bill Boulware has a new Facebook site.
Can you focus on our actual show instead of looking on your fucking phone at the sissy squad? Be present. Maybe you need to be here.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking on because we're going to do a new segment. I'm looking.
We are, but
I'm
we're not there yet. We still got to talk about
I know
poll.
What I'm preparing. Also, someone just posted a pic of their son doing pole dancing classes.
That
so
was
I'm
like
really,
2 days ago. Well, shut your phone down.
I'm looking. Who's in it?
Look at... Y'all.
Oh, I need to be on... Not that. I need to be on the Patreon thing.
Y'all, can we talk about Paul and Karini, please?
Paul, this was the highlight of the episode for me.
I don't think we should talk about it. Did you put your phone down?
No, I'm just trying to get...
We're going to get that last segment. Or, y'all, we're doing a new segment where we couldn't remember the time. I'll just do it for you. We couldn't remember the time. We couldn't remember the time warp. So we decided...
And I hated it.
We're going to do Patreon props.
And I freaked out on the last...
It did. Basically, it's just like Sissy Squad shout-outs, but it's our Patreon props for our
Patreon
patrons.
Props.
So get ready at the
Let's
end of the show.
Paul. Let's do Paul and
we're
Karini.
We're fucking coming for you.
So Paul and Karini are on rollerblades, and Paul kind of on rollerblades looks like me after I've been riding a big dick for a while. Like a baby giraffe.
That's true. That's
you kind of get
true.
On. It's like
you get off that bed and you're like, "Whoa,
whoa! I don't have strength in my legs
yep,
anymore."
Yep, exactly. Been there.
I'm walking like a baby giraffe.
I'm walking on sunshine. Yeah, I got fucked real good. Damn. Hey,
so anyway, they have quote unquote been intimate. And then I puked in the corner.
Oh,
and,
man.
And Paul's like, it was everything I expected and more. Ugh. In my father's voice. It was everything I expected and more.
He probably said after he came, thank you, friend. Thank you, friend. That's probably what he said.
My father says, hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Oh, God, my father.
It was
so
gross.
I wrote down, everything's going great, as Paul says. But the only problem is we still don't speak each other's languages.
Yeah, we're still using Google Translator.
We're still using the Google Translator app.
Okay, I don't really speak to my fiance for Karini, but I want to ask her to marry me.
And then Paul says, I don't know how I'm going to tell her. I've been quite burned in the past by relationships. And my first response was, of course, burn may not be the best
That's
word
wrong.
Choice here.
Choice of words.
Because... he a firebug.
Y'all,
he loves to set fires. That bitch would burn insects when he was a child.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Fire.
For
he would, he would look at like a cigarette lighter and go, fire, I love setting fires.
It burns so good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, let's just get to it. He decides to tell her finally
that
about
he
his
has
path.
Been incarcerated. I have been incarcerated. I've been in jail. I have had a restraining order against
18
me,
months.
Which is a long time.
It's a long time. He's been in jail for arson. Apparently, the story is, and we didn't... This
he burnt down his house.
He burnt down his house, but I guess maybe his girlfriend and him lived together?
I think that was it, and it was actually... I think it might have been owned by her parents. Someone come at us if we're completely wrong
yeah,
here.
Somebody
some
else
historian.
Knows. Jackie
some
Weissman
90 days
knows. Jackie
historian.
Weissman knows this yeah. shit. So he tried to burn down, but then also the girlfriend after that filed a restraining order against him.
He's two for two.
So, and then he tells her this and immediately says, he pulls like a Wayne's World. He's like, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. And he runs into the forest.
It's got that Gargamel run, y'all. Oh, Smurfs, what am I going to do with you? Ezreal, come here and let me fuck you. No, don't make that sound.
Oh, sorry.
I don't like it.
Sorry. can't make fuck me sounds.
No, he's like, rawr, ow, Gargamel.
The Smurfs. By the way, y'all, sorry, this is a tangent, but this is a good one. Because we have talked about Celine Dion. If y'all have not seen the SNL sketch of the Smurfs.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it with Garth Brooks?
No.
I'm going to show it to you after this. Y'all, it's hilarious. Go watch it. There's even a Celine Dion reference.
What?
It's incredible.
How have I never seen this?
I'm going to show it to you after we're done. It's
okay.
Good. Anyway.
So, y'all, this is a classic portion of the 90 Day Multiverse.
Like this
Paul
is so crazy.
Paul runs up the hill.
I just want to say we don't even have to do 90 Day Theater for
no,
this.
No, Paul runs up the hill like he has like rocket jets
under his ass, trying to
like boom, 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 boom.
Gotta make it up this hill, make it up this hill. Can't run with my arms to my side. I gotta flail them out, flail them out.
So Paul goes into a shame spiral. Karini's chasing after him. He comes to some kind of like weird river with brackish water in it, which we all know is Paul's worst fear yeah. because he's going to get some kind of like amoeba sucked up his yep. dick hole.
In the middle of the night, in the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep and walking in through the valley
I
of death.
I love that song.
To the river so deep.
And I was searching for something.
Searching
something,
for something.
Something up my dick hole.
Up my dick hole. In the middle of the night, middle of the, I go walking in the middle.
Y'all, that was played every like three songs on everyone's easy listening station.
I love
growing up.
I love Billy Joel a lot.
That and that lullaby, "Good night, my angel, it is time
yeah,
to sleep."
I sang that to my nephew when he was a baby.
I was going to worry, you did it publicly?
I did it at like a concert thing, yeah. I did it like a thing in my music fraternity. Made everybody cry. They enjoyed it.
That's weird.
You know,
Don't sing a lullaby in public.
So they wanted us to sing things that reminded us of home. And my brother just had a baby 2 months prior. And I thought that would
be nice. You were in a music fraternity?
Mu Phi Epsilon.
Oh, I had no idea you were in that.
Yes.
Wow.
So
to think of you as a frat boy makes me reevaluate every thought about frat boys that I've ever heard.
Well, it was a music fraternity.
That's true. You're all faggots then.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Or all band nerds. That was only for band nerds where I was.
Everybody wants to fuck a goat when you're in a music fraternity.
It's the only one who'll have you.
Yep, exactly.
The goat will let you put it in.
Exactly.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. But yes, so Paul, we ruined that
Where
song.
Where were we?
Where were we? So he stops by this river. First of all, I just want to say fucking props to the camera people.
Oh, they were on this
they
shit.
They were on this shit. And they were like
where's Paul going?
They were walking in like, even Karini, she's in like flip-flops, probably walking on fucking syringe drug needles.
Okay.
It looked bad.
Karini is an exact reason why we do not wear flip-flops when we are just out prancing.
I can't wear flip-flops out anymore. It is not.
Y'all, on vacation, you do not wear flip-flops.
It is.
If you're in a park, you don't wear them.
It is not sensible footwear, y'all.
Nurse Beth from Belvoir Days would say, drip, drop, don't wear flip-flops.
That's exactly what she was.
Because
she'll
slip in
there. Still alive.
I think she is. She's a tough old bird.
We would hear. She's going to live to be like 98.
Yeah, because she's mean. Some people just subsist on meanness,
y'all. She
wasn't
so much mean. It's just blunt. Tough. Yeah. Chewed with her mouth open, too. Never shut her mouth. We can't do it here.
I had to sit beside her on a way to Jacob's Pillow, the dance thing, and she talked my fucking ear off. And I found out about her daughter who had had like 3 marriages.
Oh,
it
really?
It was a really awkward conversation.
I just hear she say, and then my daughter got married for the third time.
And then she got married.
And you go, oh, really?
Oh, she would never shut the fuck up. Anyway, so y'all, so Karini finds Paul and says, and he's like, don't let me go in the water, Karini. Don't let me go in the water.
And literally says, don't make me go in the water. No, don't make me go in this water. Don't make me go in this water. Because I think he can't figure out a way to go. So he literally is about to jump in the creek to get away from fucking Karini because he's such a horrible, horrible individual.
And because the water is poison, he'll just die as soon as he gets into it.
Which, y'all, he's not wrong. He's a horrible human being.
Agreed.
He's not wrong at all. But then Karini's
a horrible
like,
person.
Starts yelling at him in Portuguese. She's like, Paul, Paul, blah, 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 blah. And then finally they fight over the phone so they can fucking talk on Google Translate.
It's a very meta moment for the show. Paul's got crazy eyes, too. If you watch his eyes in this scene, it's terrifying.
We said in the watch along, I think Paul has definitely paranoia and maybe even like paranoia.
No, there's something
schizophrenia.
Wrong. There's something wrong.
Like he's mentally not.
Well, I feel like his mom has something too. Like mom doesn't seem normal.
So, and I don't even think it's cousins. I think some siblings fucked each other in that family.
Yeah.
And something came out wrong. That's what I think. And I can say that because I have cousins that are married, so I'm not judging.
I will say one of my other favorite quotes was Paul. Even in the middle of all this drama, Karini is like pushing him. She's like, you're pushing me into thorns. Even with that, he couldn't even like talk. He couldn't even just like displace his discomfort for a second.
No.
You're pushing me into thorns.
And finally, now look, she finally just leaves. But I don't know if y'all noticed, when she found Paul, it was like bright sunshiny.
Yeah.
When she left, it was dusk. So, like, she was there for a long fucking time.
Oh, I agree.
I bet she was there for, like, an hour at least trying to fucking convince him.
I agree.
And so she goes to walk back, and you're like, wow.
He's mentally ill.
What more could happen? Surely, that was a crazy episode.
That was crazy.
Nothing else could happen.
And then, cue man with machete.
Man, y'all, a lot of times they make shit up. this was not a PA.
No, because this just randomly happened. And a machete guy randomly, there was like a girl running, and a machete guy just goes, cell phone, cell phone, cell phone. And she gives it to him. She falls down on her knees.
Stop.
The PA goes, we just got mugged. We got mugged.
We got with fucking mugged. I think they took their cell phone too, which would be a problem if you're a PA.
It's true.
And then they run into the forest, and then suddenly there's, oh God, he's got to sneeze.
It's just sneeze.
And then suddenly there's police, and there's
gunfire.
And like, to say that we've never, if it wasn't midnight, I would make Poodle do the next Patreon. But y'all,
no,
I got Pilates in the morning.
You fucking entitled piece of shit.
Anyway. That was, and we never see Paul. And I think we're going to find out next episode. Paul just literally fucking abandons this. And this poor cameraman is thinking, God damn it. This is why I don't use non-union shit. I'm just doing this non-union bullshit.
Agreed.
Anyway, get off your grinder.
No, my caroling company is texting me an emergency. I'm not going to do it.
What is a caroling emergency?
When a tenor is sick. I wish it was more.
When is it?
Tomorrow, and I'm not going to be able to do it.
Whoa, you have plans?
No.
You getting your rota rooted?
I have a gig.
You have a gig. Y'all, I don't know what's gayer than the term caroling emergency.
Anyway. Let's do our new segment.
Is that where we leave us? Yeah, that's everybody, right?
Our new segment is called Patreon props.
Ooh, and it's midnight. It's the last midnight.
There we are.
It's the last ball. Gonna be a last midnight. We finish with Paul. All right, y'all. So, y'all, this is fucking
Where's
sissy.
Where's the Patreon thing?
This is fucking sissy shout outs, but we're just gonna do this. With
which ones do I find it?
You go right there, go into dashboard, and then there's all these names.
Where's the dashboard?
Oh my God, you're not even logged in?
Here, just let me look at it.
Why don't you just look at my phone since you're completely ineffective at this?
I was having a caroling emergency.
Oh God, y'all. So we are going to go through the alphabet on this one again.
It could be first names or last names, y'all.
So we're going to start with A and we're going to do B.
You do A and I'll look at your phone and then do B.
Okay.
Again, this is completely random.
Completely 100% random.
Be someone who we already shouted out for the Sissy Squad.
Exactly. We're going to give y'all this Patreon prop goes to Adrian K. Her last name rhymes with Bosnick.
That's not a word. Well, you need to have a rhyming word.
Well, maybe.
You can have two words.
Bosnick.
Show me, you whore.
Bosnick. Adrian Bosnick.
That's not a word.
Yeah, Adrian Bosnick. That's an A.
Schnozlick.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Two words.
Schnozlick. Okay. Y'all. So.
They both are words, though.
It's true. Here's the deal with Adrian. She can't decide on the hair color. She is that girl.
She spells it with E-N-N-E, which I like.
She is that girl that comes to work every other Monday with new hair. And even when it looks great, she still changes anyway because she's addicted to coloring her hair. Also,
I wonder who that's like.
A lot of people, yeah. Someone doesn't color their beard either.
God, what are you talking about?
Yeah. She also, a lot of people
Speaking
don't.
Speaking of, you need to color yours.
I know. I got to get a haircut. She also.
Your beard is white.
How about you let me do my Patreon props? How about you let me do that? So anyway, not only is she obsessed with coloring her hair continuously, she also, a lot of people don't know, she is very active in the Girl Scouts.
Okay.
She's a camp leader.
Girl Scouts of America.
Girl Scouts of America. We love
Girl
that
Scout
organization.
Pledge.
She has sold more cookies than any Girl Scout has in the history of, but her secret is she doesn't gain weight, so she actually eats them and buys them all. And that's why she's so prolific.
That's impressive.
So shout out to Adrian.
That's impressive.
And also, y'all, she's obsessed with dragons. There you go.
That I didn't expect.
Yeah, obsessed with them. All right, B. Give me a B. You know what? Ashley Bucocini's going to be so angry we didn't choose her because she's A and B, and now she has to wait. Ashley, we love you.
I think you just selected, by the way, I think you were on deleted pledges.
Oh, I was? Did I? Not,
you
really?
Dumbass. Yeah.
Y'all, Adrian fucking deleted her pledge. She's not even a Patreon member.
You're an idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
She's not even going to hear that.
You're picking a new one then.
Okay.
Here, I'll go after you. You're choosing Ashley Bucchino.
I'll do Ashley
Bucchioni.
Bucchioni. Y'all.
Choose her.
Ashley is known as a girl in high school who could take a dick in her puss and a dick in her ass, and they called her...
good old Dutch door.
They called her. The train, because she was the engine and the caboose.
I did a train. Did a train on her.
Now, a lot of people don't know with Ashley, y'all.
Can't believe you did someone who deleted. You're an idiot.
She actually is a prolific opera singer, but she can only sing opera. There's something about it. She can only sing opera when she synchronized swimming. She's one of the few people that actually sings opera and synchronized swims at the same time in the world. And the last thing that you need to know about Ashley is that sometimes she eats so much gummy bears, she shits her pants. Because she's obsessed with gummy bears.
It happens.
Also, she's a good little Catholic girl, but she totally seduced an altar boy and got fucked on the altar.
Oh, my God.
Which has kind of been a dream of mine, honestly, as a Catholic.
Kinda hot.
I always wanted to have sex on the altar. If that's offensive to you, I'm sorry. I was raised Catholic, too. I thought it would have been hot.
Why does this let me only go this far with patrons? There's more.
I don't know.
This is shit.
Well, just pick somebody with a B.
No, you were B.
I was A for Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah, you're B.
Oh, so it could be either one. Oh, I don't know. Now I don't know. Okay, here we go. Mine is Stephanie B.
B.
It rhymes with hoss.
Ooh, or gloss.
Or gloss.
I love a good gloss.
Stephanie Bloss.
You just said her name.
Sorry. God, I'm drunk. Y'all, Stephanie.
Patreon prop.
This is Stephanie's Patreon prop. Stephanie loves a good pedicure.
Oh, good.
And she loves that pedicure where all the fishes eat the dead skin off
your
feet.
Mm-hmm. Those are good.
Which would creep me out. But even more than that, she likes it. She would prefer that the fishes were those like piranha fishes, because she loves the feeling of them all just like chewing her feet.
She's a masochist?
She loves them eating off the calluses of her feet.
Okay.
Because she's like country and she loves to walk around bare feet like my people.
Oh, okay.
Then after that, there's nothing that she likes more than going to the white power meeting.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Different strokes for different folks, y'all.
Well,
strangely enough, she is married to a black man.
Oh.
He's not a fan of it, but, you know, he lets her do what she needs to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, she also enjoys Caribbean food more than anything else. It's a real contradiction.
Alyssa, if you make this meme, maybe leave out the white power part. Just for me.
Or no, just to put some clan hoods on them.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Well, this segment's going to get changed too next episode, y'all.
There goes our Patreon.
I'm just trying to do something that's out of the ordinary.
You can't drink anymore in our shows.
Fine.
That's
never going to happen. Oh, that's we have to do our fucking outro. God fucking damn it.
Here, I'll just do it. You just sit there and drink.
No, we'll do it fast.
Go to our shows. You can go to sissythattalk.com to check out all our other podcasts.
You can find Sweet Tea, our Southern Charm podcast on Bravo.
You can find Bitch Crap, which is dropping. The show's dropping January 24th, so we'll have the show out in February.
You can find River Mails, our Riverdale podcast.
And Dear Maddie, the Advice podcast.
And y'all, come at us for a holiday merch. We've got Let It Be. We've got some Sissy Squad. What's the other one?
Let It Be expires February 1st.
Yeah.
We got Sissy Squad. We've got Come At Us.
Come At Us,
we've got
yeah.
all the good stuff there at Sissy That Talk.
And lastly, y'all, send us a review, because when we get 2,000 reviews, we're going to do a live show.
And if you're on the Patreon and you're not in the Facebook group, just so you know, I think Alyssa's in the Patreon group.
She is.
But usually she'll make memes.
We can talk to her about it.
Maybe she will. I don't know if she does or not. But yeah, y'all, give us a review. Also, you can find us on Cameo. Those links are on there as well.
I'm Jake It or Fake It, and you are
the Matt Marth. And y'all, we talk about, this is the truth today. We talk about these lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes, and remember, if you're looking for love in all the wrong places, and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.